Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, June 28th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel filing a lawsuit that seeks to decommission the Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline across Straits Mackinac. If successful, that could mean gasoline, propane, jet fuel shortages in Michigan. Another reason why, of course, elections really do matter. Number two, as TV's late night hosts take aim at the president nightly, right-leaning comics apparently finding big audiences for live shows, advertising themselves to audiences with a conservative point of view. Go figure, conservatives still want entertainment too. And number one, night two of the Democratic debates in the books. The exchange people are talking about involved Joe Biden and Kamala Harris talking about race. For a good 5 minutes, is the former VP now a wounded candidate? Talk about that this hour with Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics and Real Clear News, who was there in Florida last night. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to be with you. Joined by Phil Wegman this hour and Tim Walberg, congressman from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. That's all happening this hour. We'll also hear more audio from last night's debate. And who won, who lost, it's so hard for me to say. It's hard for us to say, I think, right? Because we're not predisposed to agree, generally, with any of the candidates on stage. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they're not trying to appeal to me. I'm not voting in the Democratic primary. But I think, trying to place myself in Democrat shoes, Kamala Harris had a good night. I think Pete Buttigieg had a good night. I think Joe Biden was all right. I think he was harmed a little bit by some jabs from Kamala Harris and others. I think Bernie Sanders largely got lost on stage. And again, that's not an age joke. I mean, there were 10 candidates. Other candidates simply were more forceful and more memorable than Bernie Sanders. And I don't know if he did much to sort of gain traction. Pete Buttigieg, the South Bend mayor, I think did good. I think did well. Had a nice night. Some people got lost in the shuffle, too. Andrew Yang, he was there. I don't remember really anything he said. Marianne Williamson, very strange and unusual. Eric Swalwell, whatever. John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado. He's just nowhere near far left enough for the current Democratic Party. Kirsten Gillibrand tried to break out from those candidates and try to jump in here and there. I don't know how well it worked for her and if she's going to see any kind of traction. We'll ask Phil in a bit what he thought about last night. And here's some more audio in a bit. You know, other news yesterday, kind of a big news day. U.S. Supreme Court finishing up their term with a couple of important decisions. And one of them has a very big impact on us here in Michigan. U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday dealing a fatal blow to Michigan lawsuit seeking to throw out legislative maps as unconstitutional. 5-4 decision. And this, the Michigan case was not up for review with the Supreme Court, but similar cases will, and the precedent, of course, will hold in Michigan. The case was for the maps drawn in North Carolina, which were said to partisanly favor Republicans, and the maps drawn in Maryland, which were said to partisanly favor Democrats. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the majority, saying that claims of overly partisan maps involve political questions beyond the reach of the federal courts. While excessive partisanship in redistricting can lead to results that reasonably seem unjust, the issue is not one for the judiciary to solve, Roberts wrote. Federal judges have no license to reallocate political power between the two major political parties with no plausible grant of authority in the Constitution. So, in short, if the Constitution says we can't do it and they actually give that power to someone else, we're not stepping in to do it. No way. Doing so would be an unprecedented expansion of judicial power, so said Chief Justice John Roberts. The High Court sent the North Carolina and Maryland cases back to lower courts to be dismissed for lack of jurisdiction. Now, how does this impact us in Michigan? Well, a three-judge federal panel back in April threw out Michigan maps adopted back in 2011 by the Republican-led legislature, ruling they represented a political gerrymander of historic proportions designed to dilute the power of Democratic voters and entrench GOP power. The panel had ordered state lawmakers to redraw the maps by August. Detroit news story here. The Michigan case is still technically on appeal to the Supreme Court, but will likely be dismissed as a result of Thursday's ruling, along with all other partisan gerrymandering cases pending in federal courts. The Supreme Court in May had suspended the order requiring Michigan to redraw political boundaries for the 2020 cycle as they consider the cases from North Carolina and Maryland. It would have required Michigan senators to seek state senators to seek re-election halfway through their four-year term. That is not going to happen. Now, there are going to be changes to the way the maps are drawn here in Michigan, thanks to that ballot initiative approved last time, last election, an amendment to the state constitution creating a, well, quote, unquote, independent redistricting commission that will take over map drawing duties beginning in 2022. So it's going to be done differently, and the map still could look quite different. The initial reaction here is, of course, by CNN, Jeffrey Toobin, Chris Cillizza. Oh, what a partisan ruling by the Supreme Court to help Republicans across the country. So look, the case itself, just take it on its face, the case itself involved one Republican gerrymander state in North Carolina and one Democrat gerrymander state in Maryland. It happens both ways. And for many of the past 50 years, Democrats enjoyed majorities at the state house and Senate levels across the country and drew maps to their liking, however they want. Republicans back in 2010, because of that cycle, ended up with more governorships, ended up with more state assemblies, state houses, state senates. And so the maps changed a bit. And as soon as Republicans were using the map drawing power to perhaps enrich themselves, that's when there started to be a big hue and cry about how this was done. There are plenty, plenty of states that draw their maps to favor Democrats, and under this ruling, they can continue to do so. Chief among them, Maryland, of course, involved in the case. Chief among them, Illinois, a state which I was born in and lived for most of my life. Illinois is Democrat run through and through, and their maps, just take a look. They draw the maps near Chicago. It's like a bicycle wheel, the spokes of a bicycle wheel. The districts around Chicago are drawn so there are these little fingers that run into Chicago to grab a ton of Democrat voters and then get back out into the suburbs to circle in Republicans who will be guaranteed to be in a minority. So they are guaranteed to elect Democrats to those seats. That's what the whole Chicago area map looks like. That's a partisan gerrymander. That continues. There's a part of Chicago that is connected by highway, a district in Chicago that is connected by a highway. No one lives there. It is literally connected by a highway. It's the earmuff district to connect the two major Hispanic areas in Chicago. That continues. Democrats can certainly benefit from this ruling as well. But the court right in saying, I think, there's no jurisdiction for them to do so. It would be overreach for them to step in here. Then the census question, too. We'll talk about that a bit later. Phil Wegman next, back to Democratic debate topics here on the Steve Gruber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, healthcare, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Illuminati.